You're now tuned in to the Front Row Hoopcast.
All right, everyone, welcome to the second episode of Front Row Hoopcast. Before we get started, I think on behalf of all of us, we just want to thank everyone who watched the first episode, download the podcast, follow us on Twitter. Really means a lot. We really appreciate it, and we will continue to do our best to entertain you and bring you all the basketball news you need.
We accept fan mail.
But now let's get down to business, and business, I mean Butler basketball business. Now, the theme of today's episode is going to be the freshman class, player analysis, projections, et cetera, et cetera. But first, we got to talk about some relevant information. As I correctly predicted last weekend, Keelan Martin committed to Butler, and I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Kevin, you got a chance to watch his tape yet?
I've seen a couple highlights. I think he could make a big impact over the next couple years. It will be difficult knowing who's going to be around next year on our team to make an immediate impact, but I think he's great for Butler's future.
I watched some of his tapes. I definitely think he can come in, make an impact, bring something that maybe we don't really have on the team already. He's more versatile. He can kind of play a little bit lower, even though he's a little bit shorter. Can step out, hit a shot. Has above average handles for how big he is. I think he can make an impact. And reading an article earlier today, he also believes that he can make an impact early on in his freshman year.
A lot of people are comparing him to Roosevelt Jones with a jump shot, and it's actually not a totally bad comparison. I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine Roosevelt with any sort of jump shot at all, but I kind of like that. He can pop and hit the three, and he can also drive. But, of course, when talking about Keelan Martin, it all comes back to how does this affect Trayvon Blewett? They're good friends. I assume they have to be talking. And a little update on Trayvon. He's currently visiting Memphis. I don't think he's going there, but he's visiting. Oh. And last week, you may recall, I made a bold claim about Trayvon's prediction to Butler. 100%. He is coming here. I'm calling it right now. Put it in the papers. You know, things change in a week. New information presents itself. And so I'd like to go back and change my prediction. I'm going to say the odds have dropped significantly that he comes to Butler in the past week. I'd say it's around like 40% now he comes to Butler. And I'm thinking Xavier has got to be the favorite.
Hold on. To quote one of my favorite movie quotes from Dumb and Dumber, what you're saying is there's a chance. There's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
And I will hold on to
Here's
that chance.
Here's the thing. I read this on the Butler recruiting boards, which you know I hate, but there was a good line. Someone was saying, you know, Butler got friend-zoned by Trayvon. You know, he likes us. He doesn't love us.
Friend-zoned.
And if the movies have taught us anything, Trayvon's going to realize in the end, what he had in front of him was the best choice. His friend was there. But if real life has taught us anything, it's that he's going to go with the asshole. And that is Xavier. All right.
Well, we know that Xavier, they were the only team still recruiting him after he had already committed to UCLA. That's not the Butler way. We would never do that. But knowing Chris Mack and the fact he didn't suspend anybody on his team after that fight in Cincinnati a couple years ago, it does not surprise me at all. They like to talk down about other programs. I'm sure they said something like, with Kellen there and with Roosevelt coming back from injury, where's your spot going to be on the court? We all know Trayvon would get a significant playing time, but, you know, it's a question of how convincing they were with that argument.
I hate Xavier. If he goes to Xavier, I'm literally going to throw up. I will throw up, because if we lose him to IU, at least I could say he wanted to go big time. But Xavier... Oh,
nobody likes Xavier.
My God.
Nobody.
All right. let's move on to the future. Now on to the present. The 2013 recruiting class. The freshmen we have this year. We're giving you guys the exclusive preview on every single freshman. And so let's just get started, guys. First player on my list, Rene Castro. Worcester High School, is that how you say it?
Worcester.
Worcester. As a junior, he won Massachusetts Player of the Year, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Averaged 19 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Shot 42% from three. I mean, it's everything on paper says he's going to be a great player in college.
Paper also says Bennett's supposed to be a pretty good player.
We're
in college,
not discussing that yet. So, I mean, talk about, you've seen tape on Rene.
I watched Rene play quite a bit. He's a pretty good guard. He likes to take it to the basket, but he also likes to hit a mid-range shot. He likes to have a common move where he gets a little step forward and pulls it back and creates separation to get a little jump shot going. He's not the quickest of guards. So I do like how his style of play, he needs to learn to finish with his left hand. Left hand, Rene.
Kevin, anything to add?
You know what? He kind of reminds me of a less explosive Russell Westbrook. He's a score-first point guard. I don't really know how well that's going to fit into the Butler system, just considering what we've seen in the past, but he could be a lethal scoring threat. He's got great, you know, moves to the basket, can get to the rim, but he needs to pick up the pace a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I compared him to I was deciding between Trey Burke and Shelvin Mack for a comparison. A little bit of both, maybe?
I compared Renee actually to Sam Cassell, and one of the main reasons I compared him to Sam Cassell, I actually saw him the other day during one of the homecoming events. I go, Renee, who do you think you play like in the NBA? And he ended up going, you know what, I feel like Sam Cassell. And that took me back. I was just like, Sam Cassell? Whoever wants to be compared to Sam Cassell? And he's just like, yeah, I'm not the quickest of guards, but I also like to knock down the mid-range, like I had said earlier. So, I mean, going back and actually comparing the two players, looking at some of the tapes, they have similar moves and they do similar things. And I was surprised that with his comparison of himself.
Yeah, we'll see how we can go on the depth chart with Jackson and Barlow. It's going to be a three-man race there, I feel like. So we'll see what happens. Moving on to Mr. Elijah Brown, the product of modern-day high school out in California. Averaged 17-5 and 2 assists in his high school last year of high school. Back-to-back state championships. Dude's a winner, and we know Butler loves to recruit winners.
Absolutely.
He's a guy who, to be frank, has no conscience when he shoots. He's not afraid to pull up anytime, anywhere, and that's a good quality to have.
Yeah,
it could also be a bad quality.
I mean, yeah, bad quality. Fine. I'd rather have someone who's going to shoot the open shot than someone who's going to be afraid to shoot the open shot.
Well, you look at our offense the last couple of years, there's been so many times where it's been stagnant and people not willing to shoot the ball, or we just don't have the scores on the floor. I think that he can really stretch a defense, and we know he can get hot.
Yeah.
The open shot's not what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the non-open shots that he likes to take with. He likes to take quite a bit of contested shots.
If he can create his own shot, we need someone like that.
He takes it to the hoop strong, and that's the big thing I like about.
Where do you think he'll play? I've heard some people saying he could play the one. I think he's going to be mainly at the shooting guard position.
Yeah.
You think so?
Definitely. I don't think he has the full-on handles capability. He's definitely not the strongest ball handler, so we'll have to see if he develops, if Brandon Miller can get him to that ball handling mood and make him a number one.
Who'd you compare him to, Marco?
I compared Elijah Brown actually to J.R. Smith.
A really good comparison.
He likes to take it to the hoop, but he can also step back at his shot, not afraid obviously to take a shot in somebody's face, kind of like J.R. Smith. He's not afraid to boom one down like J.R. Smith. So I'm excited to see how explosive he actually can be on the court.
I had him as a young Jason Terry. What about you?
I said a young James Harden. You look at James Harden rookie year, kind of brought him off the bench and let him go on these scoring spells. But there were also times where James Harden was just awful on the court by taking ridiculous shots. The step-back jumper that we know that James Harden and J.R. Smith both love to shoot, he's got a great one.
Definitely.
He can get really hot, light it up from outside. I would bet that if you look at his stat sheet this year, or we're talking about Elijah here, he's going to have some games where he has 0 points and he'll have games where he has 25.
We're going to have to live with that. I mean, he's still young. Moving on to Andrew Schrabbis. A.K.A. the Schrabbis Patch Kid that is going to catch on. I promise. Yeah, exactly. He averaged 13-11 in high school. He's a banger. He goes down low and works in the post. He can also pop out and knock down the threes from what I've heard. And the comparison I've heard all along is Matt Howard. It's a great comparison to have, but Marco, is he like Matt Howard?
He's like Matt Howard in the sense that he has the motor and the push to try and be he's definitely not afraid to get physical down in the post. And who I compared him to is like a Tyler Hansbrough. I think he's a little bit more offensively inclined than Matt Howard was. He can do a little bit more with the ball. He can step back, and I just think he's a banger. The motor. And I'm a huge fan of kids who hustle, so I'm looking forward to see what he can do. What do you think, Evan?
I said Jared Sullinger, especially when he was at OSU. You know, Sullinger was undersized, but he was very successful in the post. You look at Andrew's footwork, he's very solid with the post moves. He's also a very underrated passer. I think that if he can get the ball, especially in the break, he'll be able to dish it out and find the open guy for the three. We know Butler, at least under Brad Stevens, loved to pull the three ball a lot, and I think that's going to continue under Brandon Miller.
All right, moving on to Nolan Berry. Nolan Berry committed when I was a sophomore. We and me were sophomores when he committed, so it was a long time ago.
Yes.
Dude played in St. Louis, averaged 20-8 in his high school career. 20-9, actually, in his high school career. Shot 58% from the field, which is really impressive. And this is a player that Butler hasn't had in a while. Someone really, really skilled. Like a power forward who can pass the ball, who can make some nasty post moves and be fancy, quite frankly. And I compared him to David Lee. Just because I got the finesse there, the power forward position, hit the mid-range jumper. What do you got, Kevin?
You know, I said he's like a poor man's Dirk. He can shoot very well from the mid-range and outside, runs the floor well. He's pretty mobile, pretty good handles. He can take a post-move dribble, or he can also go to the basket. He loves to go with the up and under, the little, you know, kind of Derrick Rose-esque finger roll. He just needs to rebound better and bulk up if he's going to be a major player in college basketball, especially big-time Big East. But that comes with the workout programs, et cetera, that they're going to be doing here at Butler, so I wouldn't call it an issue right now.
Definitely. I definitely think that he needs to hit the gym. I'm worried about him getting a little bit babied in the Big East. He is kind of a finesse big man. I personally chose him to go with the Gasol brothers. He's got the floppy kind of hair look to him. He's a little bit more finesse kind of guy.
God.
I mean, he even has the ugly looks to match the Gasol
brothers. Move on to Michael Volovic. And it's not often you get a first-team Indiana player walking on at your school. And Michael Volovic, I compare him to Alex Barlow. I know that's so tacky because they're both walk-ons. They're both undersized. They're both strong guys and can both play defense.
You know, I compared him to, this is going to be a little bit older name, but Jason Williams from the Grizzlies years ago. He was kind of flashy. And I think if you watch Volovic play, like, he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
He's got that swag.
Yeah.
He's got that swag.
He is not afraid of anybody. You know, Jason Williams, when he played, he was in your face. And I think Volovic has to be the same way if he's going to make an impact.
Oh, yeah.
He refuses to be pushed around. But, you know, we talk about him being a good, you know, basketball IQ. We talked about him being a very smart player, being really tough on defense. He's got the passing skill set to really make an impact. Not this year, obviously, with a lot of players in front of him. But I think he's good to have on the team, at least.
I mean, he's my height. So, I mean, it's always nice to get the little guy out there. And then Steve Bennett. A lot of people are saying, who? He's a sixth player. Another walk on our team. This is really mean, but I compared to Brian Scalabrine because they're both going to be sitting on the bench this year. So,
hey, we all know it's Butler tradition to have a Newcastle kid on the team. Started with Coach Miller and Coach Archie, Zach Hahn, most recently Chase DeGaulle. Who knows if Bennett's going to be able to see the floor and make an impact, but it's cool to see the tradition continued. I'm sure he'll get a lot of humorous chants from us. Hopefully he's nice enough to give us a wave. Who's going to get more playing time, you or me or him?
It's going to be tied.
It's going to be tied, dude.
I think it's important to remember with all these freshmen, it's going to take time for them to get – they're not going to come out and they're not going to be, you know, averaging 20 points, 17 points a game their first year. All of them are going to contribute. I really do think that.
Not in a Butler system either.
But I think people need to temper their expectations. If you expect, you know, Renee Cash to come out here and average 10 points a game, or you expect Nolan Berry to come out and average like 8 rebounds, that's just not going to happen. These guys are going to contribute. They're going to play, but they're going to need time to adjust. I can see a lot of these guys averaging between like 5 and 7 points, all of them.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years down the line, if they're all still here, I mean, that's going to be – our 2015 team is going to be nasty if, like, all these guys are still here.
Absolutely.
Which player debut? Which guy are you most excited to see on the court in a Butler uniform?
Elijah Brown. I think fans love offense. Butler has not had an offense for as long as we've been here. I really think that we're going to be able to put up points with this kid on the floor. Maybe not this year. He'll have spells. But in the future, he's going to be a solid scorer. And I think he can make an impact right away if they take him off the bench and he comes in and he's got confidence.
He's a little bit like Krishan Hopkins. Kind of like that instant offense. Absolutely.
But look what Krishan did in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
when we were there our freshman year.
Yes, sir.
He showed
up. Sent us to the Final Four.
Marco, who are you excited to see?
I also am looking for Elijah Brown for his debut. He had a little bit of a rocky start in Australia, but maybe it's just the nerves, getting to know the team, playing with the team a little bit. And I'm asking myself what Kevin and what the rest of the fans should be asking themselves. What can Brown do for you? It's just as simple as that.
I made up that line.
Ooh, UPS made up that line. Okay. I disagree.
I disagree. Elijah Brown is known as the delivery man from now on, okay? That's starting. All right, you guys both said Brown. Nolan Berry's the guy for me. This dude was a top 50 prospect when he committed to Butler. Unfortunately, broke both his arms last year, so he kind of fell off the map. But
only
he's
Nolan.
So skilled. He's so, like, he's going to play. We have Fromm and Kyle in the forward position. Berry is going to play, and he's going to get minutes. And if he can contribute like he did in high school, he's going to be so good to have from that mid-range game. I think I'm most excited to see him play, just because there's also not a lot of film out there on him. Which guy's the most upside? Would you still go with Brown for most upside, Kevin?
Absolutely. I think he's got the most potential.
He has potential. Maybe most upside, I'd probably say Nolan.
I actually would say Elijah for most upside. This is a guy who, like, if he harnesses his potential, he could go to the league, honestly. And that's
absolutely
really pretty mature, but he's athletic enough. He's got the offensive skills.
He needs to pack on a couple pounds.
Yeah, we'll put the work in for sure.
But he spent his entire life playing with NBA players.
And his dad's an NBA coach.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind he could end up in the league one day if he has a good college career, which means he's going to have to put in the effort in the offseason and in practice, but I wouldn't be shocked if that happens.
Who contributes the most this season of the freshmen? Who gets the most minutes? Not necessarily gets the most minutes, but who makes the biggest impact on the court?
Nolan Berry. Definitely Nolan Berry. He'll get them. I think out of all these guys, he's going to see the most playing time. He's going to do the most for our team. He's going to put in some offense. He's going to get some boards. He's going to get some assists. He's a good passer, as Kevin stated earlier. I think that Nolan can just be our can contribute the most this season.
I got to go with Nolan as well. I think he can make a huge impact on the offensive end. He's an underrated defender as well. I've been hearing reports of Eric Fromm getting his layup sent back into the bleachers in practice by Nolan, and I think that he's really got a huge plus to be on the floor. I think his plus minus will be great.
Nolan's good. You know who nobody's talking about, though? Andrew Stravis. No one is talking about him. This dude might be I've heard that the coaches might think he might turn out the best of all the freshmen. Whether I believe that or not, I don't know, but I how do you know?
We'll see. Time will tell.
He could be. I like him.
I really got to see how this first year goes for Butler as a whole in the Big East, because it's one thing for Butler to play IU or play Marquette once a year and be able to beat them with a great game plan by a coach like Brad Stevens, but when you're playing athletic player after athletic player after athletic center in the Big East, how are these guys going to be able to hold up, especially undersized?
On paper, this is the best recruiting class that we have ever had. On paper.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about rankings-wise. If we go back to 2008 when we had Hayward and Mack and NORAD, you know, that's the best in the end. But on paper, this is the best one. So the potential is there.
Absolutely.
This could be the future of Butler, these six guys. And that's what makes me really excited. Each of these guys need to find out their role. You can't come in and do everything. Rene Castro, if he comes in and says, I'm going to average 3 assists a game, that's perfect.
Yep.
Nolan Berry comes in, I want to average 6 rebounds. Don't try to do everything at once.
Yeah. Yep.
Focus on your craft for freshman year. Everything will come. I think that's a lot of people try to do too much.
We know Butler's got a history of developing players into superstars, so I think that this freshman class with all the potential has a chance to have a few of them. But it's all a question of if they put in the work, how the coaching staff handles them, and you know how much playing time they get.
All right. I think that's all we got today. Unfortunately, since it is fall break at Butler, we will not be having a new show next week. But in 2 weeks, we will be having our official Butler basketball season preview. There's a practice game on the 25th. We'll be doing that, giving you the player analysis, projected starting lineups, stat projections, everything you need to know about the Big East and Butler. It's going to be really exciting. For the King of Oak Park, Kevin Schwartz, and for the guy who sits next to the King of Oak Park, Marco Tomic, I am Ari Castle. IU sucks. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.